This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. As the number of confirmed coronavirus cases continues to grow in Georgia, on the local level, mayors across the state are enacting measures to protect residents from the spread of COVID-19. In southwest Georgia, Daugherty County has become one of the hardest hit areas, reporting the most infections per capita in the state. Joining me now to talk about the situation in Albany is Albany Mayor Bo Durow. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ms. Fleming.
So what is the situation on the ground there at this moment?
The city is certainly kind of in a state of concern. All activity is slowed down. We have a shelter-in-place order, and fortunately, most citizens are being cooperative and following the guidelines that have been implemented.
Is the order working?
Yes, and it could be, Ms. Fleming, that people are taking it more serious as we're no longer talking about two deaths, we're talking about as many as 18 deaths. The medical professionals are telling us the light at the end of the tunnel will be when Phoebe Putney discharges more patients on a day than they admit. And I don't know how far we are from that point. Mm-hmm. Certainly not the next day or two, maybe not the next week, but we're working toward that goal.
Is there anything that you need right now from the state or even federal government?
Well, hindsight being what it is, I think if we implemented some procedures to provide incentives all over the country, law enforcement agencies can't get qualified officers. There's a shortage of nurses all throughout the country. This is something that needs to be addressed. Phoebe Putney, before the coronavirus hit us here in Albany, had a shortage of nurses. Some of the nurses have had to be removed from rotation due to the fact that they have been exposed to the virus or have tested positive. So that puts a greater strain on an already reduced workforce, and we are so appreciative of what the healthcare professionals are doing and the sacrifices they are making during this ordeal. Governor Kemp, he told us that the state would be providing equipment and furniture, including beds, to stand up Phoebe North. We have a second hospital here in Albany that is now only used minimal use. So we'll have 26 more rooms to add to the capacity. Phoebe Putney has been provided with additional ventilators and respirators, as well as personal protective equipment. And to hear the physicians and administrators from Phoebe Putney, Ms. Fleming, they talk about burning through supplies, which I don't understand until you realize that these healthcare professionals have to don and duff masks and gloves. They have to mask and unmask between every encounter with these patients. So they're actually going through thousands of masks and pairs of gloves and gowns a day.
So it seems like local officials like you are under more pressure right now than ever before to make really crucial decisions to protect people. And I'm wondering, do you think the governor should be taking a more hands-on approach statewide, or is local leadership the right way to go with this?
The governor's office commended us, and I think maybe Governor Kemp's philosophy is this is a situation that should be handled locally. Federal government might say this should be handled by the states. But quite frankly, Ms. Fleming, this is a pandemic. So the most effective way to deal with this is nationally. We did have a conference call with Governor Kemp earlier this week, discussed what assistance the state would be providing. We're certainly appreciative of that, but also Governor Kemp warned elected officials in surrounding counties and administrators that this is not a problem that's restricted to Daugherty County. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people come into Albany to work every day, and precautions need to be taken in adjacent counties, or otherwise this contagion is going to spread throughout southwest Georgia.
Bo Durow is the mayor of Albany. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the information.
Thank you, Ms. Fleming. And if I could say the one thing that we've learned by this, if people will just modify their behaviors and routine, the most important thing is maintaining social distancing, because I can tell you we don't want to see this pandemic spread throughout the state, because it's something that can and should be avoided. But thank you for your interest, and thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Good day.
This is GPB.